A competition known as the Olympics of Hula is underway in Hilo, Hawaii this week. The Merry Monarch Festival brings in competitors from around the world, people from different halaus, or schools, to dance to meles, or songs. They're led by kumuhula, or leaders. One of them is Keanu Kaupu, whose halau is performing in the festival this year and has been a top finisher in the past. He joins us from Hawaii Public Radio in Honolulu. Keanu, aloha. Welcome to Here and Now.
Aloha from Hawaii. Mahalo nui for having me.
It is great to have you. And the Merry Monarch Festival was named by the last of Hawaii's kings in the 1870s, King Kalakaua, who is credited with restoring hula's place in Hawaiian society. He called hula the language of the heart and the heartbeat of the Hawaiian people. Tell me, what is hula's place right now in Hawaiian society?
Hula has changed a lot, but it has and still is the heartbeat of the Hawaiian people. It touches upon every aspect of Hawaiian culture. Hula is thriving at this moment. It has had another resurgence, not only in the times of Kalakaua, but from the 1960s and the 1970s, where culture and Hawaiian language was starting to become a little bit more prevalent. And Merry Monarch is a very good benchmark, I guess you could say. It is proof that hula is thriving.
And you've been a competitor in this competition before. What is it like to perform at the Merry Monarch?
Well, I've been in many different roles at the Merry Monarch since 1990. So I've started off as a spectator. I'm from Hilo, so it's just the fabric that makes up Hilo. It's part of that fabric that makes up the small sleepy town of Hilo on the island of Hawaii. And then I became a dancer. Since 1990, I've done costumes and leis and hair and chanted and sang. And now I'm taking my own halau along with my fellow kumuhula, Lono Padilla. We have our own halau, Halau Hi'i Akaina Makalehua, and we're taking them to compete. You know, in the whole scope of things, we're a very young halau. We're the baby kumuhula, amongst some other baby kumuhulas, and then amongst some of the elder kumuhulas as well, who have been in this competition for 30, 40 years. So we're very honored and we're very proud to be able to take this journey with them.
And you have to actually be invited to this competition, right?
Yes. And the waiting list is pretty long. Mm-hmm. We waited a few years. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. You know, it's kind of not usual that newer halaus just all of a sudden in 5 years they're entering Merry Monarch. Many people wait 10, 15 years just to get in.
Well, we've been listening to one of your favorite hula songs, Kaena, by the brothers Kazimero. Why is this one a favorite of yours, and what do you do when it comes to the dance to this particular song?
You can hear their voices, strong, gentle. It really tells the story of what, or tells the mo'olelo of what the song really talks about, and it talks about love. It talks about how love is like sea spray, and how when you're deep in it, it's like being drenched by the sea spray of Kaena, which is the most westernmost point on the island of Oahu. We had a chance to travel to Kaena, and it's kind of a rough travel and a rough hike, but once we got there, it was just serene and beautiful. So a lot of emotions go into this mele, and a lot of what we call eha, pain, and not just pain and agony, but pain of love, that when you're so in love and you're so deep in love that It hurts. Even if it's good, it hurts. There's eha.
What is the difference between a man's role and a woman's role in hula?
Some you can't really tell a very big difference. For us, in our halal, there's a huge difference. Our boys, we try to teach them to be strong, masculine, as well as graceful. And what men often think is that grace only belongs to women or is a feminine characteristic. Not so. Not so. If men didn't have grace, we'd really look awkward.
Mm-hmm.
The women really emphasize their hips. They really emphasize the grace in their hands and the wave in their hands. Our men, we don't wave too much.
I want to ask you about an instrument that we hear in some hula. This is another one of your favorite songs. It's called Mohala Ka Hinano. This is composed and recorded by Johnny Lum Ho. And in the background in this, you hear the ukulele, which is an instrument that Portuguese immigrants brought to Hawaii in the 19th century. How did that change hula?
Well, it opened up a whole new world, I think, hearing different types of keys and melodies. That came along with Christianity and hymn music. And we actually have mele, or songs, about the actually chants about the first time people hear the sound of a piano or the sound of an ukulele. And it's really interesting because now we don't think of it as such a big thing. Piano is a piano. Mm-hmm. But back in the 1800s...
It was quite a change.
Mm-hmm. Things that are introduced, like the mirror. No, Hawaiians never saw a mirror before. And so mele were written about that. So it's not surprising that ukulele came about and just kind of exploded. And now everybody's, you know, around the world is learning how to play ukulele.
So let's just go back finally to the Merry Monarch Festival that you'll be competing in. I just want to ask you, like, how does it make you feel to hula, especially when you're doing it in competition?
You know, that's an easy question and yet such a hard question. How does it make me feel? Well, it touches on every part of my senses. Not just because we need to see and we need to touch and other people can see our movements, but it's really hard to dance hula if you don't feel. It just makes you feel. For me, all senses start to work. All senses are activated. I am able to release emotions that maybe my everyday life doesn't allow me to at the moment. Once I'm dancing or I'm chanting, I'm in another world. A lot of times I don't remember a performance if my Waialua, my spirit, is dancing. One of the hardest things is to actually capture that feeling, to actually take your audience with you into your mele, take them back to time, take them back to those experiences that your song is talking about.
That is Keanu Kaupu joining us from Honolulu. Keanu, thank you so much. Mahalo and aloha. Good luck in the festival.
Thank you very much. Mahalo nui for having me. Aloha.